Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, something's wrong with Stacy's house. It just has too many ghosts living there.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, why not share it with us? We'd love to hear it. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, you can become a premium subscriber. You can go through Apple Podcasts, try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And Kathy Gordon.
Well, hey, how are you?
Good. I don't even know if you remember saying this last week. We record shows 1 or 2 days a week. And so it would have posted about a week ago. But people, you know, the premium subscribers, they get the content right away. Mm-hmm. And so I had somebody message me this week and said, hey, would you tell your sister I had Frosted Flakes in her honor?
Oh, what?
Last week you were talking about putting Frosted Flakes in the refrigerator.
They are delish. They are so good. They are.
But it made me laugh because you said something about Frosted Flakes and it made me laugh because I'm like, when was the last time you ate Frosted Flakes? Like, I can't even see.
Well, you guys, it has been a very, very long time ago. But, you know, my favorite was when my son was about 2 years old. We get up in the morning and I'm like, what do you want for breakfast? And he's like, cereal. I want cereal. And, you know, I mean, he's two, so he can't really talk great yet. But I said, what kind do you want?
Cereal bowl.
And he goes, I want the kind with meat in it. And, you know, it's early in the morning and I'm just like, stopped and I'm like, meat? You,
there's
the
no
cereal
meat.
With meat in it. And he goes, yeah. And like, I go, we don't have any. Yes, you do. No, we don't. You know, like, we're going back. So finally, I pick him up and I take him over to the counter and I said, show me which one. And he points at the Raisin Bran. He thought the raisins were pieces of meat.
Oh, Chris.
I know.
That's so adorable.
So I still tease him every now and then about the, I went to have breakfast, the kind with meat in it.
That's really adorable.
So anyway, it sounds like Stacy's house has got it going on.
I know. I tried to think of writing an intro like, that's the intro. Stacy's house has got it going on. Just a second. Hold on just a second.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, Stacy's house has got it going on.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sure is, Stacy's house and all her ghosts. Anyways, so here's the story.
Okay.
When I was around 15 years old, the first time I went to my friend Stacy's house, there were about 4 or 5 girls staying the night, including myself. And I'd been told a few things about my friends having heard weird noises at Stacy's house. One of the girls had been in the bathroom and heard her name being called from outside the door. However, when she went to open the door seconds later, nobody was around. Almost all of the girls there had heard their names being called at one time or another while in the house. Nothing too crazy, but still, it was very creepy. There was a futon bed in the living room, which we had pulled out to sleep on. But before we got ready to lay down, we noticed that the bed was bouncing up and down very quickly. Stacy lived in a single wide trailer, and if you were to have the washer and dryer running, it could shake the house a little, but not to this extent, and nothing had been turned on. I used to live in a single wide trailer home, and it was nothing fancy. But yeah. I can't imagine anything, even a washer and dryer, I couldn't afford it. But if I had one, I couldn't imagine what would make that happen. We all freaked out a little, but after a while it subsided and we all went to bed. I was the last to fall asleep, still trying to figure out exactly why the bed had been shaking. As I was drifting off to sleep, I started to hear the computer chair swiveling around and around and around. I knew everyone else was asleep, and I wouldn't dare look over at that chair. Throughout the years of Stacy and I being best friends, I stayed at her house almost as if I lived there myself. One night, I was sharing a bed with our mutual friend, Michelle. I had a dream that I was in the same room, in the same bed, and the lights were off. It was like I was awake, but I could see dark figures standing all around the bed, motionless, just staring at me. I could hear my phone beeping loudly in the background, signaling it was about to die. The noise was irritating me, and I remember trying to get up to turn it off, but I couldn't move. I could also hear a female's voice quietly calling my name over and over. When I was able to get up, I said, "This shit has got to stop." I got out of bed. I turned my cell phone off. When I closed my eyes, I heard the same female voice calling for my friend. "Michelle, Michelle." Somehow, I eventually fell asleep. I don't know how.
Yeah.
I don't think I could. I think I would have headed home. Months later, I was in another bedroom of the house. I had been in bed for 10, 15 minutes when I heard Stacy say my name. I waited for her to say whatever it was that she came to me for when I heard my name again. I then realized it wasn't Stacy. She was the only other female in the house, and I knew for certain that the girl's voice was familiar, but sounded much younger, like the voice I'd heard calling me before. I lay in bed with the covers close to my face, and I heard, "Tara, Tara, come here." I'm doing it like a whisper because it's creepier, isn't it?
Yeah, that was pretty good. I got a little creeped out.
I know. It sent shivers down my spine, but all I could do was close my eyes and pray. I heard the same thing twice more, and then footsteps. There was a coffee table in front of my bed. This girl came into the bedroom, walked to the head of my bed, and whispered, "Tara," in my ear. She then walked around the table, came back to my ear, and said in a whispery voice, but demanding voice, "Tara, come here." I was shaking, and I heard her walk to the door. It sounded like she was talking to someone else. It was almost as if she was trying to tell this man that I wasn't listening, and his deep, muffled voice was insisting, demanding that she try again. All of a sudden, someone had sat down in bed with me so forcefully that it made my body pop up, and I quickly wrapped the blanket around my head and prayed myself to sleep. I told Stacy the next day, already knowing that she would be shocked to hear the story and amazed that I had never screamed for her. I was too scared to speak. Small things happened on and off, and on New Year's Eve, we had a big party. Stacy now had the house to herself. She was already out of high school, and her mom had moved into a new house. My friend Lindsay slept on the couch. Me and my boyfriend at the time slept on the futon. I told him that I had a feeling that something would happen, and if I got scared, he needed to switch places with me as I was on the outside of the bed. So I would have fixed that right off the bat. I would have moved to the inside of the bed. Just seems like they can't get to you as easy, you know, if the one side of the bed's up against a wall.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it just seems like I'm not sure what's safe in this place. Mm.
Sure enough, as soon as he fell asleep, I started hearing footsteps come from down the long hallway. One man after another walked past me. I never saw them because I wouldn't open my eyes. I just knew it. It felt like an army of men walking in a single file line. Every now and then, one of them would stop and stare at me. Right as I was about to trade places with my boyfriend, I realized I was having trouble breathing and moving. Something or someone was lying on top of me. When I finally broke free, I flipped over to the other side of the bed and pinned myself underneath my boyfriend's arm like he was a human shield. The next morning, my friend Lindsay said to me, "I had the weirdest dream last night. That I looked into the kitchen and I saw like 30 men just standing there." I laughed at her and said, "That wasn't a dream. I felt it happen and what you saw was real." I thought she was going to pass out in fear. That haunted house would later become my house.
What?
Yeah. Call me crazy, I know.
Crazy?
Mm-hmm. I think that's really weird. I was still bothered by footsteps and a powerful presence, but nothing more than that. Okay, to me, that's enough. Bothered by footsteps and a powerful presence. There are other single wide trailers. You could get one of them.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, I mean, I know rentals are hard to find. I get that. But still, oh, my goodness.
And you're looking for single wide. You could get one.
Oh my gosh.
I still to this day can't imagine who, what, or why her house was so haunted, but things have happened there ever since she was a little girl. I didn't stay there for more than a few months, and the trailer has since been moved. Hope you enjoy my story. I love hearing everyone else's. You know, it's one of those things, like you and I always joke about how a Best Western isn't haunted, Super 8's not haunted. It's kind of like a single white trailer. You look at them and, you know, you might
how
see one
that
that's
be haunted, right?
You could see one in pretty good shape. You might see one that's pretty beat up looking, but you never look at one and go, that one looks haunted. But you can drive by like an old Victorian house, an old building in whatever downtown you live in, and you can look at that and go, oh, that's haunted. But you never think of a single wide.
No, it almost makes me, this might seem nutty, that it feels like with like a portal, because all of these spirits coming in, that, you know, seeing all these men, hearing all these different voices, seeing all these shadows. I mean, that's a lot of activity.
I think it's so much activity, and then to turn around and move in yourself.
That's where
I think there are people that are just who are so much braver than you or I guess.
Oh yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not that brave.
I just couldn't do it. But the whole thing about the men, the 30 men, that she could just feel them walking past and hear their footsteps. Yeah. There's something weird about that. I mean, there's a lot weird about that.
Yeah.
But that you know what you're experiencing, even if you're not exactly seeing them there. You're hearing them. You would hear mm-hmm. them stop by your bed. You know, mm-hmm. you can just feel a presence of someone sometimes. And that's what that was. And then the terror. And, you know, the girls hearing their names, that's very personal when they're talking directly to you.
Yeah. And
calling
then
you by
come
name.
Here. Like, what did they want? Where did they want her to go? Because she felt like the girl was trying to get her to go and the man wanted her. And I'm like, what did they want?
And they had a conversation about it. Out of all the ghost stories that we share on the show, there's not many of them to where the ghosts call you by your name. I think that's a very unusual experience. I'm going to kind of start asking around about that. Now I'm kind of curious about it.
Oh.
I did an interview for the Grave Talks, but the guy I was talking to, Paranormal Pete, he's got a recording, and you hear it saying, Pete, Mike. And the other guy's name was Mike, and you hear it.
Wow.
And he said that was the first time he'd ever captured anybody saying his name.
Wow.
So I don't know. It just seems so personal.
It does. Now, she said that she moved in there and lived there by herself for
a few
while.
Months. I don't know if she lived by herself. She might have had a
She might have. Okay. But she said she kind of heard the footsteps still. But she didn't seem to be
She goes, I was still bothered by footsteps and a powerful presence, but nothing more than that.
I was going to say, you know, did it seem less than when Stacy was there? You know, did it seem not as bad? Or it sounds like it was still bad, though, if there was a strong presence.
And now the trailer has been moved. So who knows? Maybe it was the land that the trailer was on. Maybe
could
there
be
was
the land, the trailer. And that's what makes me think, you know, was there some sort of like portal that was these spirits were coming into it from, you know, a space inside the trailer, or, you know, maybe it was the land itself. I don't know.
I don't know, but I don't like
but
it.
But just with so many, mm-hmm. I don't like, have you remembered hearing stories about so many?
That one is weird. And all I have to say is I would not be staying in that trailer.
Oh my gosh, no. Mm-hmm. You couldn't get me to.
No.
No way.
And if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go to applepodcast.com, try it 3 days free, or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Thanks for listening.